The year 2004 ended with a bit of news about cloning. The Xinhua News Agency reported that China's first cloned cow had given birth to a healthy calf. The mother, named Wei Hua, had been cloned from frozen skin cells. After reaching maturity, she became pregnant through artificial insemination. Several of her sister clones are also said to be pregnant. Joining me to talk about this year's advances in cloning is NPR science correspondent Joe Palga. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Jennifer.
So how big a breakthrough is this successful pregnancy of a cloned cow?
I think the remarkable thing is that it's not that big a deal. There have been clones of clones, cows, mice. I don't know for sure about rabbits, but we've reached that stage where cloning an animal and then having the cloned animal have offspring is already old hat, in a sense.
Well, of course, the big question everyone has is what about cloning humans?
Well, that's the big question, and most scientists will tell you who work in the fertility field, look, it's just not time to do human cloning. It's not safe. You know, some of these offspring of cloned animals have had some birth defects. We don't know whether it's strictly related to the cloning or something else, but why would you want to take a risk to do this? So as a fertility procedure, scientists say cloning is just, it's not there, especially not for human beings. But for deriving stem cells from embryos, they are excited about that. And there was a big step forward in that department when scientists in Korea announced that they had actually created a human embryo that grew to the stage where you could derive embryonic stem cells from it. And that was a big deal. The reason people are excited about this is these embryonic stem cells, they can be used perhaps to repair cells that are tissues that are damaged in disease like diabetes or Parkinson's. And the reason cloning is important in this particular arena is that you could tailor the embryonic stem cells that you were growing to the individual. So it would be somebody's own cells that they were being transplanted with, which would, you know, would overcome potential problems of rejection. So that's why cloning and stem cells go together.
So if American scientists wanted to do what the Koreans did, could they? Is there any law that stops them?
Well, they could. Right now, there's no law against attempting to clone a human embryo. Some states have gotten into that arena, but many haven't. And if you choose the proper state, you could go ahead and do this experiment. You couldn't do it with federal research support. But if you had a private philanthropy backing you, you're perfectly welcome to do this, provided in most cases you got permission from the appropriate ethical authorities from the institution you were doing it at.
But haven't there been moves in the international arena to try and limit cloning?
Well, exactly. In fact, the United States was backing a proposal by Costa Rica that would have banned all kinds of cloning, any attempt to cloning. Now, it would have been a UN resolution and there wouldn't have been a, you know, UN police wouldn't have been coming in to shut down laboratories. But the point is, the United States was trying to have a global statement that said all cloning was bad. But where this keeps breaking down is that some countries say, look, we agree that nobody should try to clone a human being to make a human being, but if you want to clone a human embryo for the purpose of deriving stem cells that might be used for therapy, that's okay, and we don't want to have that ban. But the United States says cloning for any purpose should be banned. They just haven't been able to get that language included in any kind of international document yet.
NPR's Joe Palca, thank you.
You're welcome.